Take your Bibles, please, and turn to Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. This passage of Scripture is one of my favorites. It's been, I've done personal studies in the book of Lamentations. There's so much to learn. One of the things that is important to take away from the book, and that is this. We haven't had it as bad as what is described in the book of Lamentations. We haven't gone out into the street to pick up our children who have been killed. We haven't gone out into the street to pick up our dead wife. We haven't seen massive killing, which is described in the book of Lamentations, where the young men die before their adulthood. There's just horrible things that Jeremiah mentions in this book about the grief and the... As a matter of fact, there are five funeral dirges that are sung in this particular book. And chapter 3, though, gives us a little bit of understanding in the midst of great sorrow and difficulty. And I think that when we look back on 2020, I think we'll find that it was a year in which God did some great works. He did some great works in this world as part of His plan, leading to the great revelation of Himself when He comes back to this earth. There are going to be things that we look back on, and we'll see how that was a springboard to other things that are going to happen in the future. But to say that this year was the worst year we've ever had in the United States of America, I think is overplaying it a little bit. You know, it's not the end of the world. And there's certainly things that we can take away and learn. And I'm going to share briefly tonight some things that I've learned. But I want to read verses 31 through 41 of this particular passage as I share with you some thoughts tonight on some personal lessons that I've learned. For the Lord will not cast off forever. If you'll notice, I have in my Bible, I've had this highlighted for years now. Since I bought this Bible, which is about 10 years old, I highlighted this passage whenever I was reading through there, and because it means so much to me personally. The Lord will not cast off forever. But though He cause grief, yet will He have compassion according to the multitude of His mercies. And that word mercies is the Hebrew word hesed, which means loving kindnesses in the plural. God is not done. He's not left us. And when we think that we are in the midst of great difficulty and trial, these are the great lessons that we need to remember in the middle of the trial. For He doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under His feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? In other words, who is man that thinks he can say something, and it has the power, the same power as God? There is no man that has that kind of power. It's the Lord that has that kind of power. Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. In other words, this whole idea of contradiction, that we can have contradictions, that good can be evil and evil can be good. Not with the Lord. Not with the Lord at all. Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth the living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. Notice that, please, that hands is in the plural. You know, when God gives, He gives with the intention of both hands. He doesn't have one hand behind His back. I found this principle some years ago. It's a Greek word, didymi, and it has the idea of God, or the term is to give with both hands. All right? Not with one sleight of hand, one hiding something, but to give with both hands. And we find that pictured in the Old Testament here. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. We are to give praise to God with how many hands? Both hands. Both hands. We're talking about spiritually speaking. We're not to hold anything back from God. We're to give with both hands. I've got some things that I've learned personally this year that I just want to quickly share with you. And then I'm going to open up the floor tonight for you to come to the microphone and maybe share a lesson or so that you've learned in regard to this year. Number one, I have been reminded, I have not really learned this, but been reminded of this, that God's Word is so very precious and important that He preserved it from when it was first penned until now. I think this year, more than ever in my own personal life, the glory of this book and all that God has shared with us and revealed with us and preserved for us to this very moment, and will continue to do so into the future, for the Bible is what will be used in heaven when the books are open and we are judged. This is the book that will be used. And I'm so thankful tonight that the Word of God is so precious that God preserved it up to this very moment. I don't have to worry about whether I have the Word of God or not. Secondly, I've learned in a very real way this year that no matter how often I read or hear a passage from God's Word, I still do not know a whole lot about it. Sunday night's message was a tremendous challenge to me that Dr. Watt shared with us. And I saw some things in that passage that I really hadn't thought about when I've read through that very familiar passage before. But you realize that when we come back to the Word of God, there's so much there, and it's always fresh. It's not something that's dried out, something that's moldy, but it's fresh. It's good. I would never say to my wife, honey, we've had meatloaf ever since we got married. I'm done with meatloaf. I'm not having meatloaf ever again because we've had that before. Well, that would be dumb. And by the way, my wife has changed the recipes over the years. She's got several different ones with different kinds of things in it, and it's good. All of them are good. But just because we've had something in our possession for a period of time does not mean that we can say, I know everything there is to know about that verse of Scripture. I'm sorry, but you cannot plumb the depths of the wisdom and revelation of God with your finite mind and my finite mind. And I've been reminded this year that no matter how many times I read a passage of Scripture, it's new. There's something more to be learned because this book is alive. Amen? It's alive. Thirdly, I've learned this year how quickly my plans can change without my input. Boy, that's been something. The first time in 34, 35 years, I didn't have baseball going on in the spring. Now, I did a lot of work. I did all the scheduling. I met with teams from all over this area, and we hammered out schedules and so forth so we could do cross play with the girls and cross play with the boys from these different parks and so forth. We didn't play one game. All that paper, I had stacks of paper that I took over to the garbage can. Boom. And I had no input into that, how the plans changed. You know what it reminds me of? I'm just this big. All right? When we start thinking ourselves bigger and bigger and bigger, God just reminds us, I can change your plans anytime I want to. Just remember that. Be flexible in the hands of the Lord. Number four, I have learned how fragile life on this planet really is. Just reminded of that. I have to say, I was stunned. Here's a man that, you talk about a specimen of a man. I mean, every time I saw, he used to come up here to the ballpark. He'd wear his baseball outfit to coach T-ball. His arms were bigger than my legs. And I'd look at him. My eyes would get super big. I said, man, I'm never messing with that guy. If I have problems with him, I'm dead. You know? But he was the nicest guy. Loved the Lord. Had a good Christian testimony. And that's come out several times over the past few days. And gone. Gone. Somebody that worked out every day and exercised and walked with his wife and did all those kind of things. Did everything right. Had no predisposition that we know of. And he's gone. Life is fragile. With mom, how quickly things can change in that regard. Number five, I've learned how vitally important my prayer life is to my spiritual health. That's been something that's been emphasized to me over and over again how important my prayer life is to my spiritual health. You know, my doctors tell me, you need to take vitamins. And so I take vitamins. Todd, I was at my appointment. You need to be taking vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc. So I go down there to the pharmacy. Gregory, I need vitamin D, vitamin C, I need zinc. And I start taking it. All right, now what am I doing? Well, I think that I'm helping my physical body because my doctor instructed me to do that. But what are we doing, you know, with our spiritual life? Well, prayer. That great avenue of communication with God is how we stay spiritually healthy. Communicating with Him. Number six, I have learned how fear can cripple and cause us to trust things that cannot help. That's one of the great lessons in this year that I have learned. Fear can cripple. And it will cause you to trust things that won't help you. If you think that the government of the United States is going to make us all better, we're in deep trouble. And what's wrong with your thinking to think something like that? And you know what happens? Mutations. Mutations happen. Things change. Oh, what are we going to do now? You see, who do we need to be trusting in? God. He's the one. And then finally, and I shared this with our faculty and staff at our Christmas party, but I've learned that I have three basic choices when facing uncertainty, difficulty in my personal life. Number one, I can let it define me. Some people are defined by the fear that they have in their heart and life. Afraid of this, afraid of that, afraid of dying. Afraid, you know, what are the fears that you have? You can let that define you and describe you. It shouldn't, but there are many that do that. And I can let it define me, or I can let it destroy me. There are many lives destroyed. I just reading again this week, the suicide rate in America is getting out of hand. Teenagers taking their lives, college students taking their lives, because they're afraid of what might happen if they get COVID. Or they're afraid of what might happen if so-and-so doesn't leave the White House. One person took their life in California because they were afraid that the current president would not leave the White House and what would happen to America and so forth. I mean, unbelievable things that people are snuffing their lives out over, destroying themselves. And then finally, I can let it strengthen me. I can let it make me stronger. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. had this saying, don't ask God to take away all your troubles and problems. Ask God to give you bigger shoulders to handle the problems and the troubles that come your way. And that's what we need. We need bigger shoulders. And so those are some of the personal things that I've wrote down throughout this year. And I shared with them, I purposefully desired to share with you these thoughts tonight at the end of the year. I said, if ever we make it to the end of the year, because you just never know when the rapture is going to take place and snatch us out of here to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to open the floor here and let you take a few minutes just to share some thoughts. And then we're going to have prayer together for these requests that I've mentioned earlier and perhaps more requests that you have. Who would like to go first? Something that you've learned this year that through the challenges that we faced that have helped you in your Christian life. Anyone at all? All right, Brenda's going to start us off here. Then Mr. O'Pager.
I didn't get a chance to do the Thanksgiving, but for me is how precious our church family is. Mm-hmm. And anyone that we know that loves the Lord and how important they became. Mm-hmm. And I keep, when things start to get normal, because we've been pretty normal, I kept trying to remind myself how important that was then, and it's still always important, and we do have to remember that when we get so busy. And very thankful, as fun as it was to be in our PJs when we watched church, how much we missed each other and how important we were to one another. And the other thing that's become really apparent to me is the amount of fear that people have had through this. And I'm not saying we have to be cocky or anything like that, but to be able to just trust the Lord, is such a blessing compared to what some people go through when they don't know the Lord. I'm just thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. Mr. O'Pager?
I've gone through quite a few events in my life, knowing that my age is that which caught me up in those kind of things. World War II, I was a little child and really didn't know what was going on. But since then, we've had wars here and wars there that have affected the world. But one of the things about this is how globally this was and how quickly the COVID crisis happened. And it just showed me how fragile the world is. Mm-hmm. You know, God has everything in balance. And it's amazing how we can stand upright without wavering from side to side because the earth moves from side to side. But we have balance. We have coordination. Everything is in place. But just a touch of God's hand and the world goes crazy. And the introduction into the world of some small, tiny thing which we can't even see that scientists have to study for months and months and months to come up with something that would help us to be safe from this tiny little thing. So we have no stability outside of God. It's so wonderful to put our stability in God's hands as a Christian. And I was reminded of these verses in Proverbs, which are so well known, but they're so appropriate, where God tells us in Proverbs 3:5, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, all thine heart. Don't have any division in your heart. Have a singular heart. And then he says, don't lean to your own understanding. You know, that's that leaning to your own understanding takes you off of the stability of your frame. And once you start leaning, you know that there's a fall. Mm-hmm. And then he says, in all thy ways, all thy ways. Well, what about if we go through COVID, Lord? Oh, that's nothing, he says. But in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So even in this kind of crisis that we've gone through, we ought not to fear. We shouldn't have any fear. Now, we should have caution. We should do our best to keep healthy, just like we always do. We're not to drink alcohol. We're not to smoke cigarettes. We're to try to keep healthy so we can continue to serve the Lord. And we do our best. But we're to know that God's going to direct our paths in this situation, and we ought not to fear. Oh, it's so unhealthy to fear, because it causes you to make decisions that are wrong, that will bring you into trouble. Mm-hmm. And fear and faith are always opposites, aren't they? Mm. So we're to have faith in God, because God will bring us through anything. Mm. And if he chooses to take us, hey, that's a good deal, isn't it, Phil? That's a good deal, going to heaven. You imagine that, going to heaven. But that's what I've learned. The world is so fragile, just so fragile. But the Lord is strong and able and stable.
Amen. Amen. Got some time for a few more. These have been good.
I just want to say, on the same subject about, we've been talking about fear. And in our devotions together, we came across in Psalm 9, 19 and 20, it says, "Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men." And I thought it just hit me so quickly how he is in control. He's the one that's done this. You know, it's God's always in control. Mm-hmm. We may see man thinking that they're the ones that are doing for us or helping us or controlling us, but it's always God. Mm. And this has been his doing. And I'm thankful for him always being in control. And I'm thankful that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's always been behind my thinking as well as the thought of be still and know that he is God. This is not something new for him. It's something new for us. I've never seen such a thing where the whole world, as my husband said, about the whole world at one mm-hmm. time, within a week, was just shut down. And that shows God's how strong he is. And if the nations would just bow to him, how things could change, mm-hmm. how things could change if that could come about. And another thought that's come about is his faithfulness, and great is his faithfulness to us and his people. And I'm so thankful for that and his truth and his word. It never changes, and I'm grateful for that.
Amen. Appreciate you sharing that verse of scripture that God does send fear upon men that they might know that they are but men. And I think it was Brenda this afternoon came over to the house and was talking about the fact that it's still appointed unto men once to die. You just don't know when that appointment is. And so to assume that this is all happening that God doesn't know what's happening and why all these things, that's just utter nonsense. Someone else? Yes, yeah.
I think one of the things that I learned this year is the importance of the family of Christ as like the body of the church. With not being able to go home this year, I was a little afraid, you know, when COVID started and everything, because I didn't know when I was going to see my physical family. And I was worried because I didn't know, like, what if I feel uncomfortable, like mom's far away, that kind of thing. But God always orchestrates everything for good. And that's another thing that I learned, because even though I didn't have my physical family, God gave me a spiritual family in this church and in the Brainerds, because without them, I feel like this year would have been so much more bleak and disappointing. But it was hard to trust the Lord at first and say, well, why are you doing this? Why can't I go home for 5 weeks? And then, oh, well, then you probably wouldn't have gotten the job that you got, and then you wouldn't have been able to finish your degree. And everything just kind of fell into place as like puzzle pieces. But I think that even though it was a difficult year, like you said, it's not the worst one. And I'm thankful to the Lord that we can rely on his word and on his promises and on the fact that we are surrounded by other people that are constantly praying for us and encouraging us, because I have problems, but they're just a drop of water in a huge ocean. So yes, having people all over the world and even here that will encourage you and support you have made the entire difference. And I think all the time, how many times have I avoided a choice or done something that could have gone in a different direction if it hadn't been for the spiritual encouragement that other people have given me? So I'm definitely thankful this year for the family that God gave me and for the ability to just rely on trusting in his goodness.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, the Lord knew that you needed to spend some time with your future in-laws so you could find out about the family. But she makes a very important point. I thought about just reading today about a gentleman who stood in line to get the vaccine because he was afraid he was going to get an elderly man. He was afraid he was going to get it. So he stood in line. He finally got in there, and he died an hour and a half after taking the shot. He had an anaphylactic reaction to it, and they couldn't bring him back, and he died from that. You know, his fear drove him to get the vaccine to prevent what happened to him. And so Jimena reminds us, you know, things we don't understand. why is this door closed? I'd like to be able to see my family, or I'd like to be able to travel or whatever. And God says, no, I want you here. And, you know, who knows what may have happened if you pursued something with full abandon to get what you wanted. You know, you could introduce more trouble. And so I'm thankful for what you've just shared. Amen.